opioid drug overdose. Are we in an epidemic? Well, certainly we'll put the spotlight on the local angle. And to do just that, Josh Evans, medical social worker with Metro Health. Good morning to you, Josh.
Good morning.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome. I'm going to be blunt with the question and ask you the question, are we in a local opioid epidemic?
Personally, I think so. I mean, I think it's getting worse if we look at numbers, the amount of prescriptions that are given out. Again, there's a use for them, for the medications, but people are not using them appropriately, and it's showing in the numbers and what we're seeing in the hospitals.
We have a Family Health Matters that addresses this as well on Tuesday, but I want to put the spotlight on how Metro Health is handling this. First of all, in your opinion and according to your experts, Josh, why has this become an epidemic?
I think it's a combination. If we, again, going and looking back at numbers, the country as a whole, the what we give out and the percentage of the opiates that are, we do give out a lot. There's access to them. People are a little bit of education always of how to use them, when it's appropriate, for how long. I think we need to continue doing that or get better at that. And helping family and people who are around potentially those who are abusing them, they need to be informed and also know the resources and what to do if they're seeing that in a loved one.
Yes. Let's talk about the situation as Metro handles it, Josh.
You know, we see an increase of overdoses coming in, and one of the things that we've started to implement since July of last year is we have a Narcan kit. So Narcan is a medication that in a very simple term, basically nullifies kind of that, the drug effect of the body, whether it be the receptors, and I don't want to overstep my education as a social worker, but I explain it as if your body's able to have that high in that field, this just brings you back to level, brings you back to that baseline. And we're giving these out when we have concern, somebody coming in with an overdose, we've supplied them for family, and we're seeing them more in the community used prior to people coming in after an overdose.
Talk me through the steps of how this is used.
So I have an example. One of our kits here, it's about the length of a shoebox or so, a little smaller than a shoebox, and it's very simple. You open it up, and immediately there's directions. Of course, it tells you to call 911. It's a nasal spray. There's a two dose. I have just the top, kind of like you would see for, similar to like an Afrin or a spray you would do for asthma. But you, has the directions, you can place it in the person's nose, you tip their head back, and you spray that up into the sinuses. There's also a how-to video flash drive for people to be able to understand how to use it. And again, we're having situations where we're not only sending them out after people come in, but when we have an overdose come in, we're hearing from EMS, from fire, Narcan was given on scene by a family member or, I guess you could say, Good Samaritan. But sometimes it's the people who are also supplying those, but they have that, so at least we're doing something to try to save that person's life.
And obviously this is in a couple of different languages for your audience?
We do. It's, of course, we have it in English, and we have it in Spanish and Bosnian. We have it in the languages. We're seeing the numbers that are going through the opioid crisis the most. So we want to be able to try to touch as many people as we can and have them informed.
The reality, of course, prevention is the key, but we deal with what happens on a day-to-day basis, as you do with Metro Health. The stigma of opioids, we've discussed this before. Tell me about what you'd like to share, Josh.
You know, I think, again, there's, when you hear, starting at even the word addiction, it's difficult. I mean, there's so many things people can be addicted to, and when you hear about the opiates, you have somebody who maybe is dealing with alcoholism, and we have these resources, and we have, I feel like people tend to want to come around and really support these people. We hear this, and it's, oh, you're popping pills, it's heroin. It's a very negative, dirty, for better use of a word, context with it. And we want to treat it as it's somebody that is trying to fill a spot. They have an addiction, whether getting to the root of a problem, even if there's some mental health components behind it, and what they're trying to numb in a sense, and then how to help them get out of that cycle.
How are you collaborating with other community experts?
We're dealing with Network 180. Sometimes I feel like on a daily basis, even for myself, with community mental health resources through the mental health facilities in the area. EMS is keeping us informed, fire. I mean, anybody who is going to run into this, and we encourage, you know, family members to either seek out direction or support from their either primary care doctors, having an open line of communication with family members who they might be concerned about. But it's just, it's the communication and education of knowing what this could lead to and the seriousness of it.
And Metro Health doing good when it comes to the opioid crisis, and Josh Evans, medical social worker, to discuss what's the commitment for what is to be done in the future.
I think being honest with everybody and acknowledging that it's here, it doesn't have, it doesn't pick race, gender, age. It can affect anybody. I have friends out west. I'm from up north originally. It's everywhere. And I think we just need to, excuse me, come together and really help people feel not only empowered that they can have help, that it's okay to ask for it, but really those that are around them, to have them be able to be aware of what they can look for and how they can help. And the Narcan kit is one of them.
Are there measures of prevention that are out there? I mean, early signs and symptoms important to stop?
I think part of it is some of it is just very blatant with, are these people getting prescriptions? Did they have injuries? Are they needing medications to begin with? And that is a good thing. But then I always say for family, okay, how long have they been on a specific opiate, or how much are they using? Are you seeing any of those kind of red flags as far as some of the more heavier, and we see the heroin use going up, behaviors, just even physical, emotional, that they can be looking for. And then again, at times maybe confronting, but also just having that line of communication that what's going on.
All right, so action item, you have the kits available for need, yes?
We do. If a family member is concerned, or we have the specific patient, the doctors will write an order. We have them in our pharmacy. We'll hand them out. We explain what they're for, what they do, and how to use them. So we want people to know what's going on.
And it's very basic, which one needs in perhaps an emergency situation. What are the four rules here?
Just on the directions, it's telling you to peel, call 911 first, of course, with anything, and peel, place, press. And it's very simple on peeling the packaging from the device, place and hold the tip of the nozzle. You put it, towards the nostril. Until your fingers touch the bottom of the patient's nose, so there's an insert that goes just slightly into the nostril, and then press the plunger, which presses the medication, shoots the medication up into their nozzle or into their to their nose. And if breathing does not return normal after 5 minutes, repeat the steps. Mm-hmm. So we're looking for, if someone is unresponsive, increase in breathing, they'll start being more responsive, waking up, responding when that medication is being brought back down.
Good things happening in Metro. I like your campus.
Thanks.
You got a whole campus there, which is great. Okay, Josh Evans, how do we find out more information about this topic and more?
Really, it's getting out there more and more. You can call Metro Hospital. We can give you a lot of directions there, just calling the main number. You can call the emergency room, 616-252-7123. Network 180 has information, our community mental health. So we have the resources out there.
Thanks. Keep up your good work, and thanks for this conversation on the opioid epidemic and opportunities to help.
Thank you. Appreciate it.